Russia appears close to capturing the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk after weeks of fierce fighting. Russia's escalating its attack on the city's Azot chemical plant, where hundreds of civilians and Ukrainian fighters have sought shelter. Russia has also increased shelling of the nearby city of Lysychansk. If Russia seizes the two cities, thousands of Ukrainian forces could be stranded. Meanwhile, Ukraine has attacked offshore oil and gas drilling platforms off the coast of Crimea and the Black Sea. The Wall Street Journal reports the attacks could cost Russia billions of dollars in damage and lost revenue. Hours after the attack, Russia fired rockets at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa in the largest attack on the city in weeks. Meanwhile, Russia's acknowledged it plans to put on trial two U.S. veterans who were captured fighting in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has said the men were mercenaries and are not subject to the Geneva Conventions. The Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov has auctioned off his Nobel Peace Prize for over $103 million to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees. Muratov, who won the Nobel Prize last year, spoke prior to the auction.
My country invaded the territory of another state, Ukraine. There are now 15.5 million refugees, and how one must deal with this is completely incomprehensible. We thought for a long time about what we could do, what each individual could do, and we thought that everyone should give away that which is dear to them, important to them.
In March, Muratov closed his newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, after receiving a warning from a Russian state censor over its coverage of the invasion of Ukraine.